According to newly released data from the state education department, nearly 85% of the teenagers who entered public high school in 2016 successfully graduated last year, a comparable graduation rate to the previous year. To break down these numbers and how they might affect state policy, we're joined by Betty Rosa, Interim State Education Commissioner and former Chancellor of the State Board of Regents. Welcome back to the show, Commissioner.
Thank you.
So how do you think the pandemic and the state's response, which included scaling back Regents exam requirements for graduation, affected these graduation rates?
Well, first and foremost, as I had shared earlier, our students were already on track for graduation when we closed down on March 18, 2020. Many of the students in their junior year, as you know, students are required to complete 22 credits. And so the students, many of them were already tracked or targeted for graduation. I do think that the pandemic clearly had an impact, but I think that specific district types of possibilities are those that you heard us talk about, the fact that each individual district will probably respond. And we're also working with them closely to make sure that all of us collectively have the best information possible for our districts, for our public, and for our school children.
What's the significance of these graduation numbers? For instance, do these rates tell us anything about the readiness of these students to enter, say, the workforce or to succeed in college?
Oh, absolutely. As you know, our state has our standards, and our learning standards really guide the work that's done at the local level in terms of curricula and the kinds of activities that really support the measure of students' proficiency in a particular course. But also, we really look at districts' responsibility to meet the state learning standards. And parents clearly work closely with their schools, their school districts, to assure that the districts meet and prepare our students for both college and career readiness, as well as civic engagement. And so the idea that the standards and the Regents exam and all the other activities, such as in many cases capstone projects, are all a composite of making sure that the students are ready for their next journey or for the next level for their next endeavor.
What does it mean to you that the graduation rate for the students who entered high school in 2016 was about 8 percentage points higher than the kids who entered public high schools a decade earlier? Does that meaningful change? Is this a just sort of anomaly with the numbers? What does it mean to you?
Well, first of all, I think we all know that the work that's being done both by the Regents and the department, the trend lines have been such that there's been a lot of information sharing, data analysis, really zooming in on what school districts need to do to make sure that our students are on track in terms of the completing the courses, the rigor, and the preparation. So the trend line has been such that districts have continued an upward trend to make sure that students are prepared and are prepared for through what I would call strong, rigorous teaching and learning. So from 2007 to now, the emphasis has been on making sure that our students are prepared for college and for career, and as I said, for civic engagement. So that preparation work continues. And at the department, we really, in looking at not only accountability, but looking at supporting our districts, making sure that we are providing we're focused on an excellent education for all students in the state.
Do these numbers show any progress in the ongoing effort to narrow the achievement gap when it comes to graduation rates between Black and Latinx students and their white peers?
Sure. If you look at the graduation information that was shared, you will see the changes, and you will see the absolute trends and those lines in terms of students overall achievement in both proficiency as well as moving in the right direction. For example, one example is if you look at the Everell, right? 90% of those students are really doing well. So that in itself, that cohort seems to be moving in the right direction, as well as our special needs and as well as students overall. So we are, obviously focused on making sure that our students have the very, very best support system to make sure they're prepared.
We're talking about newly released high school graduation rates, and our guest is Betty Rosa, the Interim State Education Commissioner. You talk about moving in the right direction. It's one thing to be on a journey and be on foot, say, for that journey. It's another thing to be taking that journey in a rocket ship where you can really go fast. Do you think when we're making progress, are we taking this journey on foot, or are we doing this in a rocket ship?
I'm not sure that looking at being on a rocket ship or being on foot, I think that those are two trends that are so polar opposite. I would say that we have the kind of trends of growth that really are looking at making sure that we give our students a way to achieve given where they are. There are some children that are coming into the system, as you know, acquiring a language. So it takes them a while in terms of language acquisition, but we try to stay with the content as well so that we can continue to support them. So some kids initially may be, as you call it, on foot, but that's why I use the Everell, but then take flight. And our special needs students clearly are being given the support systems to ensure that they too have the kind of success that all of our children are entitled to. So children are in different places, enter school systems in different places with different specific skills. And what we try to do in many situations is close those gaps individually for children, but collectively make sure that our kids are ready to be successful. And we take our children where they are and move them as quickly through to get them ready.
When you think about that progress, do you think it would be easier to make that progress if the state allocated the education aid that the Board of Regents requests, the much higher levels than what are eventually approved in the actual budgets every single year that I've been covering the Capitol for the last 10 years?
Well, I think you know that investment in our children's education is a priority for our Board of Regents. It's a priority for our department, so that when we request funding, because we truly believe that this type of investment is so critical for the success of our students in the state. So we are realistic, but at the same time, we know that investment in our students has to be a priority for our state.
Has it been a missed opportunity in the past that we haven't had higher levels of funding? With those investments, would the rates be even higher?
I think it's not a question of a missed opportunity. I think that realistically, we have gone through, as you know, in 2008, we went through a financial crisis. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that funding does make a difference and investments make a difference. And I do believe that we are trying, all of us collectively, to not only acknowledge it, but put action to that issue and make sure that our legislators, our governor, and all of our constituents make that kind of investment, knowing that our children are our future and the future of this economy.
there has been an ongoing examination by education officials of the different pathways to graduating high school, including how Regents exams are used and trajectories more focused on career readiness. Where do these conversations stand, and how, if at all, do these graduation numbers inform that debate?
Well, first of all, you know, we started our regional conversations around the grad measures, and these conversations were specific to looking at the composite, as I call it, all the aspects that it that we need to look at in terms of students' graduation readiness. And those conversations were very rich conversations. We did some gathering to look at the ways that we can look at students' not only achievement, but preparation to be successful. And so part of what we felt was critical during those conversations is that we were having them at the local level to really gather information to inform our policy in terms of our state diploma and what it means to be a student who graduates from New York State, and what specifically, what are the ways that we can enrich and we can prepare our students. So those conversations were still critical, will continue to be critical, and we are pretty excited about resuming them this summer and into the fall.
Is there a timeline, though, for when that process will conclude and you'll be ready to make certain policy recommendations?
We have a brief timeline. We are looking at summer into the fall, and we will probably have a better sense once we restart. So I don't know that I can tell you right now when that will conclude.
Well, we've been talking about the state's newly released high school graduation rates. And our guest has been Betty Rosa, Interim State Education Commissioner. Betty, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you for having us.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.